The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Ew, he naked.
We got some Randy Travis audio coming up because there's some photos, but there's also some audio. But there's I teased some other audio that we'd an Iowa high school radio basketball announcer and is the board op, the producer, somebody in the back of the studio. And get a little racist. And apparently they both fired, too, which is good.
Oh, so this guy must have saved the tape.
Yeah, well.
Oh, no.
Because both fired. The person running, how did it get out? It was just live on the radio.
It was broadcast live online.
Online, that's
okay.
Right, yeah.
KIOW Radio in Forest City, Iowa.
Where the hell's Forest City?
Where? Forest City,
okay.
Iowa.
Yeah, well, they're doing high school basketball, so you know it's crappy radio.
The video appears to capture a conversation during a commercial break where the broadcasters mention that there's a lot of apparently Espanol people in Eagle Grove, Iowa, and comment on the basketball players' names, questioning whether they're foreigners.
Listen to it.
And it goes a little something like this.
Oh, not too bad.
Okay.
Not the greatest, but we'll get through it.
Yeah, you sound like nothing's ever wrong.
Going to get over early anyway. So that,
yeah.
God, Eagle Grove girls.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. I didn't want to be on either end of this game.
Pathetic.
Ugh.
Pitiful. Hey, we got, first three names I got to remember are Enzo Gabara, Spencer Espigio, Nicholas Padilla for Eagle Grove. They have a lot of, apparently,
Espanol people
in Eagle Grove.
Gee, I wonder why that is.
I wonder why.
But the latest there is that they're just going to gradually come into town. Yeah, right.
Yeah, uh-huh. Gradually work their way in.
So who are these people again?
Yeah, who are they? Oh, you want to know the names?
Yeah.
Enzo Gabara, Spencer Espigio, and Nicholas Padilla.
Well, they sound like they've been there a while with given the first name.
Yeah, I think they've been there. Padilla, I think it's P-A-D-I-L-L-A.
Yeah, Padilla.
Padilla, something like that.
Yeah.
Then there's Chase Blasey. He sounds like he's not a foreigner. Could be, though.
Yeah.
They're all foreigners.
Exactly, all foreigners.
They had a... As Trump would say, go back where they came from.
Well, some would say that, yeah. Some days I feel like that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trump's America. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that because they said his name there and they invoked his name. But that's a racist, and they're both fired, right?
Yeah.
Is there a packing plant? They allude to the fact that I wonder why they're coming in there. They're being sarcastic with each other.
In Eagle Grove,
yeah.
I don't know.
But that has to be something that the Hispanics were working. They told us they were going to come in gradually. Yeah, how about that? But that is, God, we know those people. Not personally, but.
And frankly,
if you're a white dude, you know somebody like that.
I'm going to miss your hogbelly future reports.
I think she had a hogbelly, don't you think? She's sounding like
yeah, that was her job during the day.
Reporting on her own belly.
Right. Yeah, Forest City, north, extreme north central Iowa, and does not appear to be in a forest, nor does it appear to be a city.
No. It's not far out of Ames.
Yeah, it's almost Albert Lea, Minnesota.
That's horrible. I'm surprised I got fired. I can see why. They should have got fired, but if it's little, believe me, we're familiar with being on little radio stations sometimes, and you get one person that buys a...
No, I have a feeling that firing was apologetic. Like the manager was probably,
I kind of agree
That's
with
what I
what
mean.
You said,
yeah,
but we're going to have to let you go.
Let's let it blow over a little bit and, you know, go back to where they came from.
Right. Maybe I can get you a job up in Spirit Lake.
That is...
with all my big radio connections.
That is sad. But you know what's funny? Is Randy Travis naked bitching about being arrested.
You know who likes that?
Who?
Our...
Chris Frangiola, right?
Chris Frangiola.
Yeah.
Is following us on Twitter, yeah. And that little video made his day.
Yeah, we got to hear the audio.
Here's some audio of that video.
Or his morning. At least it made his morning.
You insult me, man. You insult me. You damn insulted me.
How did I insult you, Mr. Travis?
You insulted me by locking me up in a damn cage, basically, with handcuffs behind me with my hanging out. Now, and I'm proud of my gets bigger than most, but you insulted me. You're a dead man.
That is the next Randy Travis hit.
That's a total hit.
I'm proud of my dick. It's bigger than most.
Here's you a little bit more.
That is a good country song right there.
I'm proud of my dick. It's bigger than most.
As Randy was being transported to the police station, still naked and in handcuffs, here's Travis's conversation with the arresting officer that was captured by the dash cam.
Mr. Travis, can you tell me what happened in the crash?
I don't know. I don't give a rat's My wife-to-be has this argumentative way, so, you know. And so you think that you damn got the right to do me this way? Mother, no, you don't. Oh, hell no, you don't. You'll die, mother.
Oh, he's threatening him.
Yeah, you can't do
that. Do they let that go because he's drunk? Like, there's no charges for threatening a cop?
There is no charges.
Okay, good, because he's Randy Travis.
Well, they let him go.
And the first time, the cops are laughing, you could tell.
Well, when he's talking about...
his dink.
Yeah.
Bigger than most. You're going to die.
Is our musical buddy still in here? Brian's still hanging around?
We need to get the Randy Travis country song.
Right.
What was the line again?
I'm proud of my dink. It's bigger than most.
That's right. You're going to die. Handcuffed with my dink hanging out. I'm proud of my dink. It's bigger than most. You're going to die. Right there's the line. Put a little twang on there. Brian can actually sing.
None of that stuck to the tape, by the way.
Love Randy.
I hope not, because none of that's true.
Yeah. No, I know. That's why none of it stuck to the tape.
Oh, we're proud of it.
Yeah.
It's not bigger than most.
I'm not really that proud of it.
Yeah.
You're grateful for it.
Grateful.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad it's attached.
Yeah.
At all.
I'm grateful that somebody pays attention to it every now and again.
Every now and again, yeah. As you should.
Yeah.
For a drunk guy, he was pretty articulate.
He's probably had some practice being drunk guy.
Yeah, that's a good point. You could understand his words, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, he had definitely a lot of practice.
Takes a little bit more to get Randy Travis slurring.
In my dink, it's bigger than most. See, but that is old country. See, that is old country. That's classic country I have no problem with. I don't know a bunch of Travis songs, but I know he's classic country. And the fact is, the new crap sucks, and that guy is drunk and saying, I'm proud of my dink, it's bigger than most. Let's sing about it. Good for Randy. How long ago was that arrest?
June.
Has it been in June? Okay.
Yeah, I remember talking about it. Yeah, over the summer, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, and he's had other arrests where he's been naked. So obviously,
getting
naked drunk is somewhere before slurring your words drunk.
Well,
for Randy
I love
Travis.
What he said. I got my wife to be who's argumentative. So we've all been there. I don't get drunk and get naked and go in the car when my wife and I fight. So it's no big deal. Yeah.
Well, sometimes I will, but I won't drive.
You'll just go to the car naked and sit there.
I'll be in the garage.
Naked.
That's how arguments end at the Brand House.
Yeah.
I'm going out to the garage naked.
Where's
Todd?
In the truck. He's in the truck naked. Did you guys fight again?
Don't come talk to me.
If you do, bring me some underwear.
The nation's heaviest drinkers. You can guess this one.
All right.
Are in Wisconsin.
Yeah. This is crazy.
Year.
Man, and Wisconsin is a beer state. That's just beer. I mean, actually, they do everything else, but beer is just huge there.
Miller's and Leinenkugel's.
In the morning.
That's like the...
Yeah. It's the heaviest drinkers. At least they're proud. They're not lying on their forms, you know?
No.
Because that's just form. Well, granted, beer sales is part of it, but it's still a couple big cities up there, 2 or 3 cities.
So if they're the heaviest drinkers, when it comes to the heaviest beer drinkers, they got to be number one with a bullet.
Oh, easily.
Off the charts.
Yeah, well, that's the most amount of alcohol drunk is beer.
Survey by Detox.net shows that Wisconsin... has the highest drinking rate among the states, with about 67% of residents who've had a drink in the last month.
That's a lot.
So about 2/3 of them. Then it goes Washington, D.C., New Hampshire, Vermont, and Minnesota. The lowest drinking rate, you'd never guess this, just because it's not one of the 50 or 51, is Puerto Rico.
Yeah, they got things to do.
Followed by Utah, West Virginia, Mississippi, and Oklahoma.
The Packers were supposed to win the Super Bowl.
Casey.
And they didn't because you told me to put the sparkles on my nails.
I'm sorry.
You told me to do the sparkles. I told you not to do the sparkles, and you told me to do it. It was pretty. And I said... let me wear my Aaron Rodgers jersey. You said no.
And this is when they pick up their Asian buddy, too. I like the remix.
The Packers were supposed to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, Nadia, what's that?
Because you told me it was a sparkle on my tail.
I'm sorry.
You told me it was a sparkle. I told you not to do the sparkle.
You told me it was
pretty. And I said, let me wear my Aaron Rodgers jersey. You said no.
See, those racists from Iowa.
How funny that is.
Could learn
that is so classic.
A little something from that. There we've got Packer fans.
And Asian fans.
And Hmongs.
Well, Packer, yeah, Hmongs get along,
Packer
right?
Packer fans and Hmongs getting drunk together and crying.
What exactly is a Hmong?
God, it's been a while since I've heard that. That is so funny. Thank you, Wisconsin, for drinking.
Yeah, that's just great. It sounds, by our definition, they drink in moderation there in Wisconsin.
It just said they'd had a drink in the last month, right?
Yeah.
Isn't there a third guy in the car?
Yeah, there's a couple other.
I can't remember
I think we added Leon Spinks and somebody else to the mix.
Right. Yeah, that car gets pretty full. As they stop and pick people up along the way.
Well, our favorite is Liberace, remembering his drinking days in Milwaukee.
No, I was a goner for my first time. He was a Green Bay Packer. He came to hear me play in one of my saloons. I mean, I couldn't miss him. The guy was the size of the door. That's how I lost my virginity. Isn't that romantic?
We never found out who that dude was, did we?
I think we delved into that story at the time. That's Michael Douglas's Liberace, which is a great movie, by the way.
Behind the Candelabra?
Yeah, or Behind Liberace.
No, I think that was the name of it.
Matt Damon was Behind Liberace.
Yeah, it was Beyond the Candelabra.
With poppers, yeah.
Maybe it was Behind. Yeah.
But it was an HBO movie.
Right, it's great.
Now, the percentage of binge drinkers... which is for men having 5 or more drinks on one occasion, and for adult women having 4 or more drinks on one occasion.
So it's 5. Okay, I know it's 5. Good.
Well, that's how they describe it here.
So if you stop at 4, that's not binging.
And I have.
That's moderation.
For women, it is.
I have. How about Randy Travis drunk? Man, I was Randy Travis drunk.
Man. Well, then you got to be naked for that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. In the garage.
Yeah.
Don't drive drunk.
Most... binge drinkers, you'll be stunned to know, are living in Wisconsin. Then it goes D.C., North Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois.
Yeah. Upper Midwest, a little cold, a lot of drunks.
Not much to do.
D.C. is just full of bars and restaurants and people. I can see that.
Chicago's full of bars.
Politics, you're going to be drunk. I have to deal with politics.
Downstate Illinois is full of nothing.
Right.
So, yeah, what else are you going to do?
Do like your me? Boys over there, Ty. I know it's per capita, but I mean, it's North Dakota. Some drunks, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But they're also keep the riffraff out with the alcohol.
The number one occasion that Americans choose to celebrate with alcohol, a special event.
Friday. I swear it's Friday.
Well, that's not the number one occasion.
Good point.
Birthday?
Yes.
Birthday? What?
A birthday?
Yeah, a birthday.
Yeah, somebody put it on Facebook just yesterday, who was just a random Facebook guy, and it had a big just a Budweiser, and it had like a shot of whiskey on just a random little bar somewhere, and just said, "Happy birthday to me." That's what it was. That's well, what it was. Good for
that. That's the beauty about birthdays. Right. There's somebody's birthday every day.
Right.
63% of Americans in an alcohol.org survey consider family time more enjoyable if drinks are often or always involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Unless Randy Travis shows up, he's part of the family. Although that'd be kind of fun. Uncle Randy's naked again.
Don't let him drive.
Keep him away from the train, Sam.
Uncle Randy's dink's bigger than most. You don't want
to
hear that?
That stuck to the tape.
I realized that just as it ended.
That
and Craig looked
clip.
At me. Craig looked at me. I said, oh.
I didn't even bother looking over at Puss. I just looked at you,
you looked
on
at
that
me,
one.
Like, oh, you're right. You didn't figure
You've
that
done
out.
It.
Oh, my God. I'm usually good about that. I don't usually stop myself, but I didn't realize that until it was over.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so glad I don't have an Uncle Randy.
Two drinks at least is what people say it takes to get through an office party. At least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two drinks. And apparently for a bachelor or bachelorette outing, you're expected to have 5 drinks minimum.
Yeah. Detox.net and alcohol.org are not very fun. And make it so everything about drinking is bad.
Yeah.
And Craig digs it up. Rubs it in our alcoholic faces, man.
They don't have a good thing to say about it at all.
Well, that's really not the point here.
But moderation. But people that drink actually have had some sort of alcohol in the system, they say it's better for you than none. We've done that story. But not this much alcohol.
Yeah, well, we've also lived it.
Right.
We have anecdotal evidence that saying having a little alcohol in your system is probably better than having none at all.
Get a little alcohol, and then you start talking about Uncle Randy's dink.
That's
Things
stuck to
get
the tape.
Weird.
That stuck to the tape, too.
Yeah, because according to alcohol.org, here's why you don't want to stop drinking.
It's a bummer sight. That's because
the withdrawal. Withdrawal causes anxiety, depression, muddled thinking, fatigue, irritability, shakiness, mood swings, and nightmares.
Man, that's scary as hell.
You know, I drink and I still get all those. Imagine if I quit.
Oh, wow. Don't do it.
Yeah, I'm watching 2 shows now where there's alcoholic themes. I mean, recovering alcoholic themes. Shameless, the one character's trying to recover from being a drunk, and he's just a young kid. And then Loudermilk on the AT&T network, audience network, is... just a big circle of guys that can't drink, and they're meetings all the time. Want to go to a meeting, And I've always felt sorry for alcoholics, and it sounds weird. It sounds like an alcoholic saying this, but alcoholics have told us we're not alcoholics, so I'm not worried about this. But I think the worst part about being an alcoholic is you can't drink. Now, I know it sounds stupid, but that's true.
Yeah, it's not an option for them.
No, it's not, because once they drink, in fact, somebody falls off the wagon on Shameless this past weekend, and the guy's just getting hammered, man. And he ain't had one drink. He's just getting ripped.
You know? Three teens in California between 15 and 17 years old are accused of breaking into a popular restaurant in Hanford, California. Officers say that the three teenagers smashed the front window of the chicken shack and stole a tip jar, beer, and candy. It turns out the peppermint patty trail of candy wrappers led to a car, and the three were inside.
Okay, was he four, were they 14? Because that's what my son would steal.
15 and 17.
Okay, oh, that's it. The 15-year-old had the peppermint patty wrapper.
They were in police custody within a matter of minutes after the crime.
Oh, idiots. They still love the candy.
Yeah.
If that's what you steal when you go to a store, you shouldn't be, you're too young to rob.
Well, and don't litter, moron. Just don't litter. Pick up your own trash.
But in this case, I'm glad they got caught. Maybe they'll straighten themselves out.
Well, yeah, there's that. But still. Pick up your own damn trash, you freaks.
The cops follow that.
Yes. Again, when you're breaking the law, follow the rule.
There you go. Yep.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.